Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting second. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Phelps moves to third. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phelps scores. Davis moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Mariners, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Putnam moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. Putnam moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 2-1, Mariners. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Putnam scores. Cowens scores. It's 4-1, Mariners. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Doug Baer now pitching. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kearney for the out. Henderson moves to third. Coles moves to second. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bergman. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Bergman steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with bare covering, for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mariners. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Putnam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Perkins moves to second. It's 5-2, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Koontz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Koontz. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Rozema now pitching. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rozema settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stoddard now pitching. Phil Bradley now playing left field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 2 in the game. Kearney bunts towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. Coles moves to second. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coles scores. It's 6-2, Mariners. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Whitaker. Owen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Mariners. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Perkins steals second. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to third. Phelps moves to second. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Abbott now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Coles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 2 in the game. Kearney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Mariners. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Tom Brookins now playing second base. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Dwight Lowry now catching. Howard Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. One out. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Ken Phelps. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. Bergman moves to third. It's 9-3, Mariners. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kuntz hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergman tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-4, Mariners. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 9-5, Mariners. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.